Well, I'll just tell you a minute.
Welcome back here. Final hour, world famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Truth is our bitch. Happy to be with you. And online, as always, as we will always be, forevermore, at philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. And our daily podcasts, both our premium podcast of our daily show. Excuse me, I belched. I didn't mean to, but that's just those things happen.
Yeah, man, you belched and you're giving everybody a hard time about it.
I didn't go burp like you do, or excuse me, Margaret, like you do. I tried to hold it back in, and it was very difficult, and that's just the way it's going to be. And no comment, please, because I got to get through this. Now, we have our premium podcast of our daily show. We also have the archive podcast that we do that's available to you on a variety of outlets, iTunes, et cetera, so on and so forth. That podcast now, the most recent 25, of course, will remain available to you, but the others have gone behind the, as we say, the paywall. They've gone over to the premium side of things, and so our Backstage Pass members have a little extra added benefit there. But as I said to you before we took our break, we have some wonderful things planned for you during the summer. Now, what did you want to ask me, Margaret?
The guitar player that you were playing during the break, which a lot of the people didn't hear because you didn't, if you didn't have a subscription, but you were playing a guitar player. What was his name?
Michael Bloomfield.
Yeah. Okay.
Excuse me, bud, but I haven't finished talking.
All right. Does everything have to be an argument?
When he butts in, yes.
I was just going to...
Quiet, bud.
My question is, you said he's what?
His name is Michael Bloomfield.
Yes, Bloomfield. Now, you said that this man, in your opinion, was as good as Hendrix or Clapton. Is that right?
I was saying that when Hendrix and Clapton were at their height, their commercial appeal, that there were three guitar players that were always mentioned in those days. It wasn't just Hendrix. It wasn't just Clapton. It was also Michael Bloomfield. There was nobody else that came close to those three guys when it came to absolute proficiency at playing the guitar. Now, you can say that Hendrix was the best. I would agree with that. I'm not even sure that, you know, I'm not the biggest Eric Clapton fan. There's not a problem with that, though. The guy's fantastic. But yeah, Michael Bloomfield. Now, he's been lost to history He's been lost to history in a way. Because, as I said, while Clapton and Hendrix had hit records, they were literally commercially extremely successful performers. Michael Bloomfield did not have the commercial success. He had a lot of fans. I'm one of them, and he was on a lot of great records. He played with the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. He played on the Super Session albums with Al Kooper, and he also had his own band called the Electric Flag, which was a big group at the time. But he didn't have the monster commercial success, and that's why people don't remember him. And it's an interesting thing because that's the way history is. You know, history is fascinating. Unless people have heard of you, as good as you may have been, you really aren't prominent in the stories that are told. And yet, contemporaneously, back in the day, everybody knew Michael Bloomfield, and they knew Hendrix, and they knew Clapton. And even today, if you listen to those records, the one that we played was a band he had with one of his bandmates from Electric Flag. You heard that guitar playing. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal.
Yes, but you're saying that he was right up there with Clapton and
Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix, yes. And I think, isn't that... I mean, I've never heard of him, frankly.
Yeah, I never heard of him either.
Well, okay, you never heard of him.
And as you say, history only records the names of those we've heard of.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So that's why I just thought I would mention that, you know.
And I think you brought his name up for an obvious reason.
What reason's that?
Because you're probably destined for the same ignominy.
Dignanimity?
You're destined for the same anonymity. Anonymity.
Is that what you're trying to say? I'm destined for the same anonymity?
I'm sorry, yes, I carved up the word. It's igdabubity. No, it's not.
You're doing that on purpose, trying to be funny, because you just said something that you think was going to hurt me, and it doesn't. It doesn't hurt me at all.
You're not hurt by the fact that you're headed for the same dignity.
Why don't you... She wasn't funny doing it the first time. You're not now, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, but you hear what you just said? You said, why don't you...
It did sound like you were gargling on something, Mr. I don't mean to say nothing, but... All right, fine. What the point here is that I'm destined for the same sort of trash heap of history. Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say it was a trash heap, Phil. I just said that, you know...
Fine.
Fine?
Yes, fine. What am I... It's not worrying me. It's not worrying me at all.
That no one will remember you.
I don't care, Margaret. I care about having fun when I come in here every night. That's all I care about, having fun. Do you understand? All I care about is to come in here and have some laughs. I don't give a damn about anything else.
You don't even care if nobody's heard about you or you have the anonymity.
No, I don't care if nobody's heard of me and I have the anonymity. No, I don't. All I care about is enjoying myself because this is where we spend most of our time. It is when we are working. This is where we give most of our heart and our soul. When we're not giving it to our family, we're giving it to our jobs. And by God, folks, and this let this be a lesson.
Oh, God, here we go.
Yeah, here we go. You brought it up. Here we go. Let this be a lesson to all of you fine young people listening, those of you that are allowed to stay up past your bedtime. You know, it ain't worth it, man, unless you're doing a gig in your life that you love, it ain't going to be worth it. I'm telling you right now, if you're going to college, whatever the hell it is you're doing, and you're taking some class, you're taking some course, and you want to, you know, become a this or a that because you figure that's where the money is, Jack, you're making a big mistake. I just saw a thing in a paper the other day, and I couldn't believe it. Is there a lawsuit that a group of lung, a young,
lung?
Young, okay?
Yeah, but you did say lung.
All right, so I said lung. I made a mistake.
It would have been funny if you'd said there's a group of lungs suing, what, the cigarette companies? Well, Phil, it's no worse than some of the...
All right, fine, Margaret. That was ha 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 ha. It was really funny.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, if you're doing a job that you don't like, it ain't worth it. And I saw this article where there's a group of young law students suing... They're law schools because they can't get jobs. Now, wait just a second here. You know, you are the guy that made the decision to go into law school. Don't give me this horse dung that somehow you got finagled. They're calling it fraud, almost as if it's consumer fraud, meaning they went into this law school with some promise or some pledge from the law school that they would be placed with prominent firms. Now, if that's the case, I suppose, or they would be placed with a law firm, period. If that's the case, then I think maybe they got a they have a case. But is that what they're saying? I think what they're really saying is they went into law school because it was understood or was the cultural belief that they would get a job as a lawyer when they got out of law school. And look, guess what? There's no jobs, you know.
Well, what if they did say, you know, we promise you a job with a law firm?
Then they're idiots. Whatever school would promise something like that has got to be... I mean, in big, big, serious trouble. They got serious need for students, I guess. If that's the case, then they've got a case. But I'm telling you, if it's simply a matter of them saying, you know, maybe I should have read the story first.
Yeah, there you go. You're gonna sound like a real idiot.
Well, I don't know what the story says. What did it say?
I don't know. I didn't read it. I was just saying that from what I got from it.
Ms. Henry, you got to read the story first, because maybe what they're saying is the law school said that you'll get a job at a law firm, and they found out that they didn't get a job at a law firm. Now they got a case. You understand what I'm saying? You got to read. You got to read, man.
All right, Robert, I'll read it.
No. Can't just say, all right, Robert, I'll read it. You got to do it. This happened a lot. And Mr. Hall said that I'm his eyes and ears now on this stuff, and you got to get with it, man.
Hey, where do you get off talking to a white man like that?
Hey, man, hey, watch it, okay? You talk that white man stuff?
Just kidding around.
I told you not to kid like that, bud.
You understand what Mr. Hall said? He said you got to make sure what it is you're talking about before you talk about it.
Bud, I don't want to hear that kind of stuff. Do you understand?
Are you listening to the way the guy's talking to you? Almost like you're the guy that drives the car.
Hey, man, hey, watch it.
Oh, God. You're right, Robert. You're absolutely right, okay?
Yeah. I think you deserve to be remembered for a lot of the stuff that you've done. Good and bad. You know?
Yes, I agree with that. You should be remembered for the things you did.
What does that mean, okay?
Yeah, well, you know, it's almost like RC brushing up against big boobs. How's a guy going to help it if a lady got big boobs and she goes, and inhale?
I think all three of you should be locked in a padded cell. How do you feel about that, huh? Let me get your opinions on that. Margaret?
I don't like it.
Robert?
Why?
No. Just do you?
No.
Bud?
Uh-uh.
Then just cool it. Because the three of you sound like you belong in a nut house. All right, we come back. We got Dean Wheeler coming up. He'll be talking with us about his wife, Emeralda, her career, the entertainment business. Why is Disney laying people off? There's a whole thing that's going on, man. We'll talk about it. We come back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Thanks for listening. We love you.
Truth is our
bitch. Don't
hear
about that, man.
The Phil Hendry Show.
Don't you ever say that to me again. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. We might have had just a bit of a audio burp there. That was my fault. Brought up the wrong pot. We do have on the line Dean Wheeler and his wife, Emeralda. I brought up the news story here. Do we have time for this?
Yeah, go ahead.
A bunch of young lawyers are suing their law schools because they don't have jobs, is the headline. Now, a bunch of recently graduated and unemployed lawyers are suing their law schools for false hope. A total of 75 alumni, but I can't, is that?
Yes, he's on stage right now, Mr. Henry.
That's nice. I'm reading the story.
Yeah, it was Ms. Emeralda.
Emeralda, hold on, I'll talk to him.
Go, talk to Dean, because I got to.
Hi, Dean. Hi, Margaret. Phil's still reading a news story. Hold on. Shh.
Thank you. A bunch of recently graduated.
Hold on, could you? What, Phil?
I can't hear myself with the thing going on.
He can't hear anything. How you doing, dear? She sounds great. Go ahead, Phil.
A bunch of recently graduated and unemployed lawyers. You know what? I'll do it later. Can we put him on hold at least?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know, I mean, this is what I'm talking about here.
Well, what, Phil?
Well, this is what I'm talking about. This is exactly what I'm talking about. You know, we got a whole generation of people that got their thumbs wedged so far up their asses. What is that about, bud?
What?
Why couldn't you just the thought of doing that instead of me having to tell you?
Well, I mean...
Yeah. I'm sitting here battling with the audio coming out of that nightclub. I'm trying to read a story, and then I say, how about turning it down? Oh, well, yeah, okay, Mr. Hendry.
Well, you didn't tell me to.
Oh, I didn't tell you to. I didn't tell you to. Isn't that right, Margaret? I didn't tell him to.
Well, Phil, you've got to tell him to.
What is it with these people? I'm telling you, there's a whole generation of people now, man. Now, I don't want to start. I'm not bagging on young people because I said during the pre-show, I said this is the finest generation of young people I've seen in years, including my own generation. I'm not kidding you. There's kids today with more guts than my generation ever had. I'm not talking about everybody. But I mean, per pound for pound per capita, there's more guts with kids today than my generation. So this has got nothing to do with it. I'm just saying, we also have a segment of the population that they think they ought to get a pay raise because they showed up for work 5 days a week.
Oh, yeah, I was just waiting to get the directions from you.
Yeah, but if you see me struggling with the audio and I can't hear myself, what did you think you should do?
Well,
Do you mind taking your finger out of your nose?
Your finger's in your nose, bud.
Oh, okay.
Never mind, man. Put Mr. Wheeler up, please.
All right.
Go ahead, turn up Mr. Wheeler.
Right.
I don't hear him.
Oh, Dean? Hey. Where are you? Well, what's it sound like? Oh, okay.
What is that, man?
That's a nightclub.
That ain't a nightclub. That's iTunes. Get him on the butt. I'm going to belt you again.
Sorry. Yeah, is that you?
Yeah, where's Phil?
Right here, Dean. I'm sorry, man. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, but, Emeralda's on stage right now. I don't want
to... I understand. I wanted to ask you about a couple of things.
Okay, hold on for just a minute, huh? She's doing great. She's just doing so much better, Phil. I don't know. Have you been up here yet? Have you seen her? I know that we got you... Great, baby. Great, outstanding. I know we got you a couple of tickets. We wanted to see you and Pookie or Snooky Poopy Poo or who the hell... Who's the chick you were going to bring with you?
I'm not bringing any chick with me.
Well, who's Buttons or some little love handle?
That's probably me and my girlfriend.
Bud says it was him and his girlfriend. What's your girlfriend's name?
Vivian.
I'm not leaving tickets for him. Are you nuts? Oh, she's doing it again. I prayed to God. Last night I got on my knees.
Look, we've got to...
No, hold on. Just indulge me, Phil. Last night I got on my knees and I prayed to God. I said, please, God, if there's one thing that I don't want her to do, it's the whispering. And guess what? She's doing it.
Well, why? Is she got a mental block or something?
I'm telling you, it's that horn player.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. Either fire that guy or something. I'm getting tired of hearing about him.
She's doing the whispering. Hey, Eddie, what did I tell you about that, huh? She's whispering again.
Shut up, sir.
What?
Why don't you shut up?
Dean, can we talk a little bit here on the air, here on the Phil Hendry Show?
I apologize, Phil. Sure, go ahead. Hit me.
I noticed there were layoffs at Disney, and I know that you've been getting heavier and heavier into the entertainment business, and I guess you're leaving your spa business behind, huh?
I'm not leaving the spa business behind. Oh, would you sing? Sing! You Phil, she's up there. You know what I'm going to do? When we get home, all I'm going to do is I'm just going to whisper everything to her. Is that what you want me to do, baby? Hey, baby.
You shut your mouth.
Who the hell do you think you're talking to?
All right, Dean, I'm going to hang up, man, because obviously you're going to get into another fight, and it's going to wind up the same way it usually does.
No, don't go. Please don't go. Please don't go. Please don't go. Because as long as I'm on the phone with you, I won't get violent.
Now, you know, I've been avoiding the topic, but we might as well talk about it.
What topic?
The fact that you got, there was a problem up there, because we saw the police blotter. You were arrested, right?
I was arrested, yes. I was not arrested for domestic violence. I was arrested because it was a disturbing of the peace. Was it a disturbing of the peace, Beef? Where's Terry? It was disturbing the peace, right, Terry?
Yeah.
Yeah, Terry said it was disturbing the peace. I got loud, she got loud, we threw things, somebody got thrown somewhere. I don't know, I didn't pick anybody up and throw them. She tried to throw me. Ask her.
She tried to throw... What does that mean, she tried to throw you?
She tried to pick me up and throw me through a window. Now, she's big. God knows she's big. God bless the girl. She's huge. But she's not so big, and that's why I said don't whisper, because a chick that big, excuse me for saying, when you stand up on stage and you're mammoth, you're huge like she is, and then you go, people think you're being, it doesn't play. I can't believe it. I mean, I've asked her, I've begged her.
Well, what happened at the house?
I said to her, you got to promise me that you don't whisper. You got to promise me that you quit making the goo-goo eyes at that horn player.
So you were being jealous with her.
Look, Phil, she's my wife.
Is she cheating on you?
No. Oh, man, I'm going to hurt something. I'm going to hurt somebody.
You don't like that whispering thing, man. I guarantee you, if she likes doing it, and she's doing it despite what you say, she's going to keep doing it.
You think so? Well, thanks a lot for that newsflash. Like, I haven't thought of that. Quit with the whispering!
You had a fight. What happened?
We had a fight. The police were called. It was a disturbing the peace. I didn't get arrested. For where did you hear domestic abuse?
That's what I thought. I heard when the cops come to your house, that's what people are going to think. You're on your way to a bad thing here, man. Every time I used to talk to you, things were going good. You had the Dean Wheeler Spa. You had...
I know.
You had it all going on, and you were doing fine. And ever since she started with this singing career, you're flipping your lid more and more.
I don't know what it is. I'm trying to... it's not that I don't mind. It's not that I mind her singing. It's not. It's when she does the stuff that I ask her not to do that she's spending the whole half of this set going. Hey, Emmy. Look at, see it. Everybody's encouraging her.
You know what? You might as well just let her do it. If I were you, I'd stay the hell away from her club dates. I would stay home. I'd have somebody else, you know, go and travel with her to the gigs, and you concentrate on your thing.
Oh yeah, sure. She's got a horn player that wants to do something with that horn other than blow it, although she may want to take horn lessons the way she's been.
You know, talking about your own wife like that, man, is not very respectful.
Oh, is that right? I said to her the other day, I said, honey, let's just go ahead and put it on the table. Do you want to take horn lessons? And she said to me, and she was very coy, too, she turned around, and when the woman's that big, she turned around and had to duck because she had to... Never mind. I can't.
Dean, you're getting distracted. I know you love her, but the stuff you're talking about and the way you're talking about it is very disturbing, and I'm seeing a guy coming apart.
Bet I'm coming apart.
Hang on. Dean Wheeler with us here on the world famous. I don't want to. Don't hang up on him, okay?
Yeah, but Dean, we're going to keep you on for another segment.
What is his problem?
He's. He's PW.
You've got that right, ma'am.
He is. He's afraid to tell her in no uncertain terms, you know. Quit with the whisper. He doesn't like her stage act. I don't know if he can do anything about it. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Phil, listen to me. I'm Emerald. Isn't that great? That's a hit record there.
Phil Henry. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, Dean Wheeler, and we're on the line with Dean here. This is an entertainment segment, but we're doing a little bit of... it feels like I'm doing some kind of psychological counseling here, Dean. You'll forgive me, and I know that Emerald is still on stage here. I don't know where you want to go with this. We were talking about the entertainment business.
I'll tell you this much, Phil. Here is a piece of the entertainment business that I think... I would talk about, and maybe it has something to do with me. I'm sure that it does, and that is the fascination that we have in the culture right now, particularly with Walking Dead, and just about everywhere you turn, people are making the they're alluding to the popularity of the zombie fantasy. Now, you know, I don't know if that has anything to do with me, and. Or you, or any of us. I think in some ways it's a fascination with death. But the other thing that I think the zombie fascination is about is the fascination of just going wherever you want, taking whatever you want to stay alive and killing the zombies, you know. And as your friend Dan said during the break when we were talking about it, you know, taking your aggressions out on the zombies. And I wish to God I had that in my life. I look at my wife. I love her very much. She's hot. She's beautiful. Guys love her. I gave her this. I said, go ahead. You know, we had a beautiful little business.
All right. You know, just not to interrupt you. You had a nice business. You guys, she was sharing in the holistic center and in the spa.
Yes, and she was doing very well. And I had her with me, and I could keep her with me. And now she wants to be on stage. All right, I don't want to keep my wife from being happy. But where do I go? Do I have zombies? Not to be silly, but what zombies do I have that I can go and beat the hell out of us? I would love to be one of those guys. I would love to be a guy that had a zombie and I could just kill it. God, I hate
Okay, I, you know... That's what scares me, what you just did there.
Well, it's not fair. I'm looking at my wife every night. You know what she's doing now? She's caressing the microphone and the mic stand like it's... She's, you know what I mean by that?
Oh, is it sort of, I shouldn't say, is it phallic?
Yes, yes, yes. And she's running her hand up and down the mic stand as if to say...
You know, you're going to drive yourself crazy.
She's running her hand up and down the mic stand as if to say, I wish... that there was one this big.
Oh, stop, Dean. Just as Phil said, you're driving yourself nuts.
Well, why is she doing that?
I'm telling you, your wife is an entertainer. She's playing and she's singing a sexy song. You're gonna drive that woman away from you, and you're gonna drive yourself crazy with all of this stuff.
All I'm saying is, it's in the culture, and everyone that's listening right now, they understand what I'm saying. If I had a zombie or a group of zombies, I could go and just kill every last one and kill and kill and kill and kill. God!
Why is this making you angry?
What?
Why is it making you angry?
I'm listening to her going, da, 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 and she's running her hand up and down the mic stand like, boy, oh boy, you ought to be married to what I'm married to, man. Because I'll tell you, if I was going to run my hand up and down something, it wouldn't be this. It would be more like it'd be more like just one of those miniature flagpoles, or I don't know. And they're applauding her, so they're encouraging her. And here it comes again. I know it's coming now. Please don't make her whisper.
See what I'm saying? No matter how long we talk to you about this stuff, you're flipping out.
Dean, I want to talk to you. This is Margaret. And I'm going to give you something from a woman's point of view, all right?
Yes, I could use that. You know, I know she's going to whisper. But hold on.
Don't listen to it. I want you to listen to me.
No, wait, hold on. Oh, there it goes again. Hey, Evan. She thinks she's so sexy. I had to go up there and pull her clothes off. Well, that'd just make people.
You know,
Yeah? Cat got your tongue?
I want to tell you, man, you be a smartass all you want, but you're flipping your lid.
Dean, I want to give you a woman's perspective. She's up there playing to the audience. She's just giving them what they want. It doesn't mean that she doesn't love you. Just because she's running her hand up and down a mic stand. Let me get frank. You respect a man's opinion. Phil obviously isn't making an impression.
Well, that's not to say that Phil's not a man, but...
But what?
Well, I wouldn't mind hearing from Frank because he's a long time... He's had syphilis for a long time, which doesn't mean that he cheats on you, Margaret. I know he had it before you got married, right?
Yes.
But because he has... Well, I don't know how to put it, but because he has syphilis, he must know something about women.
Yeah, that's a very healthy point of view.
Well, Phil...
What, are you sorry you don't have syphilis?
Yes, that's right. I'm so disappointed. What?
God, even I know that's the dumbest thing.
Why don't you do this, bud? Why don't you reaffix your drool bucket and call my husband, please?
Yeah, that's not fair. Just do it, man.
Call up Frank. We have Dean Wheeler on the line with us. His wife, Emeralda, is on stage. She is singing into her second set of the evening, Dean.
Yeah, this is the second set. She's doing very well. She's doing very well. I'm just afraid that when they finally do offer her the record deal, she's going to dump me like I'm like a bad habit. She's going to dump me like I'm the worst, like a bad habit.
Okay.
Hey, Frank Gray. Frank, how you doing?
Hey, I'm better than Custer, young man. How you doing?
I got Dean Wheeler on the phone.
Hey, Dean, how's it going? Mr. Gray, it's nice to talk to you, sir. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Who am I listening to there?
That's Emeralda Wheeler. I don't know if you and Margaret... You guys saw her.
Yeah, honey, do you remember we saw Emeralda and Dean when they were down here at LaFleur's?
Oh, yeah. He was the young lady that was singing the... he was the young lady that was on stage whispering, and Dean, it was driving you ape. I remember you were jumping around like an ape in that, like an ape with a suitcase. It makes me crazy that she was doing that. You know, I wouldn't worry about it. I think he's a good singer. I think he's a beautiful young lady. And I think that... even though he's huge, how tall is he?
Well, Emeralda, she's about 6'1". She's letting this get to her, isn't she?
You're talking about Dean?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dean, tell Frank what's driving you crazy.
Frank, my wife is a beautiful woman. Yes, she is huge. 6'1", that means that she's taller. She's 6 inches taller than me. And that's never easy, okay?
That's what I told you. I told you, if you've got a wife that's bigger than you, like he is, then you have to assert yourself even more. Now, Margaret, thank God, Margaret's shorter than me. But now Margaret is taller than me because I'm in a wheelchair and he's still standing. Okay?
Okay, I don't know what that's got to do with anything.
Let me tell you what it's got to do with. The fact that Margaret is still standing, I used to stand. Now I'm in a wheelchair. Now he's bigger than me. He used to be smaller. When we got married, and he and I stood at the altar, and I told him that I would love him until the day we both dropped, and then I kissed his beautiful lips and put a ring. I'm starting to get emotional.
Okay, can we bypass the memory lane thing and let's get to...
Whoa there, sunshine. Who are you talking to?
Phil, let Frank tell the story.
No, man, because it's going on and on and on and on. I want to find out. I want to help Dean here, okay?
I'm going to help Dean. So why don't you cut your big bazoo off for 5 seconds so I can talk to her? Is she there?
I'm right here, yeah.
Okay, Dean. Look, you're a man. I'm a man. What are we married to? Women. And what do you say to him before the two of you kiss goodnight?
Well, I say I love you.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I say to him, my wife. And I tell him that I love him.
Hold on, Emeralda's coming.
You know what? To hell with all of you people. You call me up, you get my ass out of bed so I can talk to this weirdos, all of you.
Honey, I'll see you at home, okay?
Yeah.
Boy, what about that guy calling us weirdos? He's calling everybody he and she. I don't believe... Hey, hold on. Emeralda, honey, come here. I don't want you whispering, you understand me? How about that?
I don't know, man. I don't know what to say about a woman that tells her husband to drop dead.
Come here for a minute. Hey, you. Come here. Emeralda, come here. When I tell you to come here, you come because you're the woman, I'm the man.
What do you want?
I told you not to whisper, and you're up there going, that. What's that about?
Harry thought it was good.
Harry thought it was good? Well, guess what? I'm going to take care of Harry. When you get up there, I want you belting it out. Belt it out, sing it out. Don't go, You understand?
Breath mints.
Breath mints?
Okay, Dean, good luck, all right?
Leaving me in the lurch, huh?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Well, why did you hang up on him? He may commit suicide.
Oh, bull crap. That guy is psycho. And by the way, Frank, boy, you know something? He's got a pair on him.
And why do you say that?
I mean, I call him up just to ask some advice, and he's suddenly all blah, blah, you know. Look, if he doesn't want me calling him this late, I won't call him this late, okay? But he said it was okay, and then he gets on the air, and then he starts going down memory lane and telling a whole bunch of stories, and I just want him to get to the point.
He was talking about the day that he and I got married, Phil.
I know that, but the way he tells it, he's got gender confusion. So he's saying, when I kissed his sweet lips.
Oh, what a homophobe.
Are you a... That's not a gay marriage we're talking about, Margaret.
Yeah, talk about a guy... The guy's talking weird.
I know he's talking weird, but you don't like him saying he. Because look at the flabby ass on that woman, will you?
Will you turn the TV off for 5 seconds?
He said he, but he means she.
Yeah, that's great. He said he, but he means she. The audience doesn't know that. It just sounds weird, okay?
Newsman, I gotta agree with that. The man talking about kissing his tender lips, and immediately you want to think about a beautiful wedding day between a man and a woman, and he's going, then I slip the ring on his tender finger, and then I, well, you can guess the rest.
Yeah, but if he said, then he and I had sex, and he talked about anal, and...
Will you shut up?
My God, how dare you?
Well, just shut up. All right, Frank. Nice knowing you, man. We'll have Frank back on, but I'm not gonna listen to him giving me crap.
Phil, Frank Gray is one of the most powerful attorneys in Hollywood. How dare you?
What do you mean, how dare I? We'll be right back, folks, to conclude, to wrap up, to whatever the hell you want to call this, to wipe up, to take the garbage out. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch.
I'll tell you that.
The Phil Henry
Show. He was
Show.
Lovely. And the fact that you don't want to hear about me marrying Margaret, and when I took him in my arms that night.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here on the world famous Phil Henry Show. I wanted to, and I was remiss because we were going to get into this a little bit earlier, a story here having to do with Target. And apparently, let me just take a look at this. Target issues dress apology. And guess why they're having to issue this dress apology?
Why?
Because it's called Manatee Gray. Target issued an apology today for an offensive color label on a dress sold online. An online shopper noticed today that a dress on Target.com was available in dark heather gray for one size, but manatee gray for the large size. A photo of the offensive label started circulating around the internet, causing many people to wonder if the picture was actually real. Well, it is real. Thankfully, Target has already issued an apology for the dress label, saying that it was an unintended oversight. Target spokeswoman Jessica Deed told Forbes magazine, "We never want to offend any of our guests. We apologize for any discomfort we may have caused. We are in the process of fixing the discrepancy and updating Target.com so the gray dress will be available in all styles." We're in all styles. I mean, what you're talking about here is a dress in all sizes. And I'm sure that there is no style difference between the smaller size and the larger size, other than the fact that there's an obvious, it's going to look different on a large woman as opposed to a small woman. But that's what they call style is color. And so when you say manatee gray.
But, well, I don't understand.
A manatee is a large animal.
Yeah, it's like manatees are called sea cows. Have you ever heard of a sea cow?
Uh-uh.
Well, they're down in Florida, man. They're in the canals there. They are a protected species, as a matter of fact. And they're very, they're in their own way, they're beautiful creatures. They're almost like Florida's version of the sea lion, you know. That's like Florida's own personal little seagoing mammal. And I'm sure that they're also native to some other waters, but...
Aren't they? I thought they were down in China.
What do you mean down in China, man? You mean like over in China?
No, what do you mean over in China?
China's not... China's down.
No, it's not. No, it's not. China's... What do you mean down in China?
I said that. What do you mean down in China?
No, I said that.
I'm sorry, he said that.
Margaret, wait. You said down in China. China is to the west here, okay?
Well, it depends on where you are. But yes, I understand.
Yeah, so that's down there.
Bud, you keep out of it, okay?
Yeah.
You keep out of it. China is to the west, so we could say over in China, but down in China?
Well, what's the one that... Oh, that's Australia.
Yeah.
Hey, shut up, man.
Yes, Bud, would you shut up?
Australia is the island nation down there, and China is over there.
I got it. Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, this is what they talk about. Nobody knows geography.
I beg your pardon. I know my geography very well. I made a very common mistake.
No, I don't think you did.
Phil, not everybody is into geography like you are.
So most people think that Australia is China.
Yeah, on a map they do.
If you say one more word, I'm going to knock you out cold.
You're serious, aren't you?
Yes, I am, because I'm getting tired of you butting in.
Well, come on, Phil. I mean... He's just doing what he usually does.
I know, but tonight he's bugging me. You're bugging me bad, man. I'm going to knock you out cold. You understand?
Yeah.
All right.
All I was saying...
My God, you knocked him out.
I told him. Didn't I tell him?
Yeah, you're going to get in trouble for that.
I don't care. Bud, come on.
Hey.
Come on, wake him up.
Get a bucket of water on him.
Hey, Bud.
Hey.
Take him outside.
Take him out near the hose, Robert.
Yeah.
Turn the hose on him.
Yay.
You really clocked him.
I said I was sick and tired of listening to him butt in, and I meant it, and that's just the end of that. Thank you very much.
Well, what if he calls the police or something?
I guess I'm going to jail. Now then, Manatee Gray. So is that what we're talking about here?
We're talking about some big fat broad that I don't know what the case is, but it sounds to me like some big fat broad got upset. I'm sorry to say it that way. But she's looking at the online catalog. She's a big fat tub of guts. She saw this and she decides to make hay while the sun shines.
So you think this is a cynical attack by her? This is a woman that got offended or whoever it was. I didn't even know it was a woman.
Guaranteed it was a woman. A big fat tub. There's no doubt in my mind it was a big, huge woman.
Bud, you all right?
Hey.
I don't think he is, man. I still out a little bit. I'll walk him around.
Walk him around. We never want to offend any of our guests. We apologize for any discomfort that may have been caused. We're in the process of fixing the discrepancy and updating Target.com so the gray dress will be available in all styles. We're working on updating our systems now. Deed said that Target issues Manatee Gray for many products. Towels, rain boots, and shirts are all available in the color, which by itself isn't really offensive. What's true, that Target uses Manatee Gray for many products, while it's true, those products typically remain the same color regardless of size. So they're showing a bunch of gray products. And you have here like towels that are gray, a Manatee Gray. They have easy care sheets. They have solid texture pillows, blah, 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 blah. But only in one size is the Manatee Gray.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not like Target went out there and did it on purpose. It is their Manatee Gray color.
But Manatee Gray in the big size offended that lady.
Yeah, she's a big fat tub that got upset. What if they have Manatee Gray in a smaller size?
Well, do they?
I don't know.
I mean, if they have this gray, if you're a small woman and you want a version, you want a small size in this dress and you want gray, then you would get Manatee Gray, wouldn't you?
I imagine that you would. And this is the point that no one is making, that it may be offensive to this big tub of gut. You know, I'm sorry, Phil.
Boy, you are really laying it on thick here, man.
I'm sorry. I'm not always on the side of women when I think... If you're a tiny woman and you are wearing the Manatee Gray, it's not going to upset you. Although, even if I was a small, like a size 4, and someone said, here's our Manatee Gray, I'd say, what is that about? Are you trying to make me out to be a big tub of guts? But I would think the more appropriate color for a small woman would be small bird gray, you know, like a little tiny bird gray or something. If you're big, all right, then what are you going to expect? Are you honestly going to put on a something that's like, you know, small, teeny bird gray?
I don't know if they're going to call it that.
Well, if you're a big woman, what do you expect? You're going to have to get into manatee or sea cow gray and like it.
Margaret, no woman is going to do that.
I'm a woman, and I'm telling all of my sisters out there, if you're big, live in it, son, live in it.
Son?
That's, never mind. If you're big, then you're going to get manatee gray and you're going to like it. Okay? Thank you. I'm Margaret Gray. How about getting Margaret Gray?
Hey, there's an answer. Target, instead of manatee gray, Margaret Gray.
Still going to be big. Wait a minute, I'm sorry. Oh!
There, I just clocked him.
Phil Hendry Show is produced by Dan Northcraft and me, Phil Hendry. For all of your Phil Hendry Show needs, please, folks, go to philhendryshow.com, get a backstage pass, and join us online at philhendryshow.com and all them other places. And until tonight at 10 on the West Coast, 1 o'clock on the East Coast, let that be a lesson to you.
Phil Hendry.